This is Jane. We're recording now.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to read my script as per usual. Good evening. This is the president of Harris County Mud 136, Neil Polansky, speaking. The April 27th, 2021 special meeting of Harris County Mud 136 is now called to order. This video conference meeting is being audio recorded per the Texas open meeting regulations and direction from the Attorney General of Texas. Members of the public may request to listen to the audio recording of this meeting after the conclusion of the meeting, which we do have on our website afterwards. I hope that everyone is staying well during this time. The board is conducting this meeting via video conference to protect the safety of the board members and the public. I am now going to call roll of everybody on the call. Please answer present or here or however. Directors first. Neil Polansky, I am here. Bear Greer?
Here.
Brent Phelps?
Here.
Adam Rodriguez?
Here.
Eric Worthington?
Yes.
Okay. So we do have a quorum and we'll proceed. Jane, you're here as well?
I'm here.
And we have somebody else who's joined the call. Could you identify yourself, please? You are muted. Okay. We have somebody on the line who is here, but they're not announcing themselves. Anyway, we'll go ahead and we'll get started. Then we have a very short agenda. This is a special meeting only covering topics. The number one agenda item is public comments. At this time, I will entertain any public comments from anybody out there who would like to speak on any topic before the board. I'll give that about a minute. Public comment, anybody? Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number two. Review the agreement for participating in the Deerfield Village Community Association Perimeter Fence Replacement Project. Take appropriate action. I was advised earlier today by the president of the Deerfield Village Community Association, Eric Toure, that the board agreed with our position that we could not move forward with the existing agreement that we had tried to negotiate with them due to a couple of sticking points. The sticking points being having to do with unlimited or limited indemnification of Harris County Mud 136 directors, as well as our request that the Deerfield Village Community Association board attorney provide us with an opinion of the how they carried out the election as well as the notification requirements. We were advised that such a letter would be extremely expensive and would not be forthcoming. Without having heard from our board members individually over the past week or so, it has come to our attention that those major two sticking items were enough of a problem that if it couldn't be resolved would lead to us basically scrapping the agreement that we were working on and looking at a couple other options that we might have. So that is basically how the board meeting was described to me last night. And we will take that to heart and decide whether or not we want to move in one direction or another going forward. Are there any comments from the board or the public at this time regarding anything that I just mentioned or anything regarding the Deerfield board meeting last night.
Barry, did any of my fellow board members attend that meeting last night? Nope. Or did I?
Nope.
No, I did not. So I relied on the usually faithful representation of the president of the board, Eric Toure, and so that's what I based my comments on, and our mutually agreed upon decision to scrap that type of agreement. As far as the Perimeter Fence project is concerned, I see that we have a couple of options. If we have more than a couple of options, then please bring those to my attention. I don't claim to be the most, the sharpest tool in the tool chest. So if you guys have any ideas, let me know.
Good.
The option.
Could I interrupt just real quickly?
Sure.
Jane, is there any need for us to take any action to do away with that, or the agreement that was being worked on, or can we just walk away from it?
Yeah, you guys didn't. You made a motion to allow us to draft something, but you guys haven't approved.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
I think that's right, yes.
So I don't think we would need to make a motion to drop it or anything.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, this is Neil again. I believe that that's basically what this meeting was called for, was to look at the final draft of the agreement that we were negotiating with the HOA. And when it appeared that that was not going to come to fruition, we needed to go in a different direction with this meeting. So anyway, back to my suggestion that there are two different ways that we can go, and possibly more. One is for the Harris County MUD 136 board to do absolutely nothing in regards to the perimeter fence project. We can decide that we don't want to move forward on this. It would be in our best interest to not get involved whatsoever. And that is certainly an option that the majority of the board can decide to do if we so choose. The second idea that has come to me over the past several days is, and I had some input from Dimitri Millis, our attorney with Norton Rose Fulbright, in a conversation that I had with him earlier or late last week, where he said that it was certainly within our power, scope of authority, and legally possible for us to make a one-time donation to the Homeowners Association for one of their ongoing maintenance or community upkeep projects. And the first one that he named was, for instance, security. I know that we've talked about security before. And if an agreement in regards to providing additional funding to the DVCA so that they could free up that amount of money to put toward better financing on the perimeter fence project, in effect assisting it to happen, facilitating it to an even greater extent than it is now, then that was something that we had the option to do. I actually talked with Eric Toure about this. He agreed that it was probably the only way to move forward, with the exception of the first option that I just mentioned, which is the MUD board doing nothing. My proposal, which I am prepared to make tonight, would be to authorize our legal representative, Dimitri, to craft an agreement whereby we make a one-time donation of $85,000 toward the security, toward SEAL for 1 year, with the intent of freeing up that amount of money for the homeowners association to use toward the perimeter fence. Now, I realize that the phrase end run or workaround has been used in this regard. I mean, you can call it whatever you wish. The fact is I would like to personally facilitate the construction of a fence around this community that would be a tremendous asset. And if we can minimize and possibly eliminate mud liability by making a contribution only to security one time, then I think that is a way to go. As I discussed with Eric Toure, the amount of the donation to the community association for security, the one-time donation would be $85,000 minus what we have spent thus far to craft the legal agreement that will not be in force. Thus far, that fee has come out to be up to this point, basically around $4,500. So the amount of the donation to the HOA for security would be $85,000 minus $4,500 or $5,000 for legal work done on the agreement that we're not going to be using. I think this is a way to go on this. Certainly, if the board is tired of this discussion and wants to quash it and move forward without doing anything for the community association to facilitate this project, we can do that. I think it's in the Mud Board's best interest to help this community better itself by putting this fence up. And that is a motion that I am prepared to make, but I would like to hear discussion from the board before I even put that motion forward. And I'm going to put myself on mute and you guys take it away.
This is Barry. I support what Neil has said. I think that the benefit to this community by having this perimeter fence consistent all the way around is just something that's the time has come. And I think it's going to be to the betterment of this whole, every person in this subdivision. And I think it's been a struggle, obviously, that's needless to say. But if we can help in any way get this thing across the finish line, I think we need to do it. And I believe that I am in a position to support that idea.
Okay, this is Brent, and I mean, I oppose it, so I feel that we need to concentrate on keeping the water pressure in the pipes and doing mud and sanitary sewer work and not get involved in HOA activities. I fully support the fence. I voted yes for it. But I believe that the mud should concentrate on mud business. The HOA had a community vote. The community vote wants it. For them to, you know, put the ownership on us to push it over the finish line, I think is not right and a mistake on their part. And you know, I don't care what you call it either, whether you call it smoke and mirrors or it's just, you know, it's giving money to them for that purpose, and I do not support it, and we'll vote no. Over.
Thank you, Brent.
This is Eric. So if the MUD goes this route, then we have absolutely nothing to do with the HOA fence project, correct?
That's how it's been characterized to me. When I spoke with Dimitri, the one stipulation that I would want to put in any agreement would be that the money that any of the money freed up by our donation to the community association would be used only for the purpose of retiring debt. And the representation has been made to me that the community association has no existing debt, and the only debt that they'll be taking on has to do with the fence. I don't want to see us freeing up $80,000 or $85,000 that is used to replenish a reserve somewhere, and then the community association continues to pay off a 15-year note at 3.75% for $800,000 or $785,000 or whatever. The money that we're giving to them should be for the purpose of subsidizing SEAL only, and that is what the agreement is for. It will not even reference the fence.
This is Adam, I guess. I mean, I'm looking at what the HOA spends money on, and I'm not really seeing a great option. I think security's not the well, I think security's the best option if we're going to spend money give money to the HOA. I think that's the best option. I'm not real wild about it. I definitely see Brent's point. I'm not a big fan of spending MUD money or transferring MUD money to the HOA. But I think I've said before that the community voted pretty overwhelmingly that they want it, and that I guess has influenced my decision. If we are going to be transferring money to Deerfield Village, one thing I would like to see is to make sure that, whether it's at least written somewhere that, SEAL security will monitor our two lift stations and the water plant, at least the perimeter fence around the water plant to make it at least have it in writing that, we're contributing towards security, but we expect our facilities to also be included in regular patrols and, surveillance and that type of thing. And I appreciate the MUD, and SEAL. And we did have our security issue at the plant. I believe they provided that trailer with the camera. So, like I said, I appreciate that. Just generally, I guess I will support this, not very enthusiastically. And, if it's not security, I don't know if I would support money going towards a different option. Over.
Well, this is Barry. I need to point out something that's pretty obvious. You know, the MUD has done several different projects since I've been on the board here in Deerfield, and I've talked to a number of different MUD members at the AWBD conferences, just personal running into people that I know that are on MUD boards, and there are MUD boards that do an awful lot more than what we do for the community. Big projects, and I think totally within our wheelhouse to back this thing up somehow. We probably could be in a position to do even more than what we're doing. But I just think it's something for the betterment of the community, and I think it's worthwhile. Over.
Let me add this to back that up, Barry. Some of the newer board members may not realize this, but the MUD is responsible for the exercise stations that are in Deerfield. We're partially responsible for the redo of the all the playground equipment at the main rec, at the rec center.
And Wilson, excuse me.
And we put a lot of money into Wilson Elementary's redo of their playground, which hopefully isn't being completely ripped up right now. But that was probably 8 to 10 years ago, perhaps. So the MUD board has been active in providing assistance to our neighboring communities, as well as Cyfair ISD. And Barry's absolutely right. Other MUD boards are much higher, invested at a much higher level in their communities, not doing atypical community service projects that aren't directly related to water and sewer and trash and recycling. I do want to add one other thing, and then I'll put myself on mute again. One of the reasons that this project has taken on basically a life of its own is there are actual credible threats of legal action and lawsuits by several members of this community. And even though this community has had an overwhelming vote for the fence and supports the reconstruction of the perimeter fence, these people are threatening not only the Deerfield Village Community Association with lawsuit, but also MUD 136. So I have never, in all my years of being in Deerfield, and I've been in Deerfield for over 30 years now, I've never seen that kind of anti-community sentiment from anybody. And it's troubling because it doesn't represent 50% of this community. It doesn't represent 30% of this community. It represents maybe 2%, if that much. And we shouldn't be scared to do something which is a 100% community amenity and something that will enhance and retain the valuation of the properties in this district. It is truly in our wheelhouse. And Dimitri basically told me as much. I'll step aside for additional comments.
Neil, your motion is just to allow Dimitri to draw up the paperwork, correct? This is not a vote on the transfer, right?
It is simply to authorize Dimitri to come up with an agreement. And actually, it's not going to be that much of an agreement because it's mostly on us, and we just need them to sign off on it. And if we come up with a statement here or there inside the agreement that says any money's freed up by the contribution of the MUD to security, to the seal contract, will be used only to retire debt. So yes, at this point, my motion would be simply to authorize Dimitri to move forward to craft this agreement. Keep in mind that any money that we've spent on the previous agreement will be deducted from the $85,000 that we were going to give to the HOA previously.
So this is Brent. Neil, that's a good idea to take the legal fees off of the amount. What you said, though, about crafting an agreement that must be paying debt when we turn around, the second statement says there is no debt. So it's impossible to have it targeted to security if it also is for removing debt. So really, you've stated that they can't use the money by doing those things. So if you're going to give them 85,000 or 80,000, whatever it is, then we need to have just a very simple, I don't even know if you need an agreement. You just need to write a check and give it to them. Again, I oppose this, but I think getting the lawyers involved is, and putting all this stuff about use, those things are mutually exclusive. If you have debt and you have security where there is no debt, you can't use it for security if you're paying off debt. So we just need to not make it so complicated. It just needs to be that we trust them, we're giving them this, and you know, and if they decide not to build the fence, we need to be prepared that we just gave them $80,000 and be done with it.
Well, Brent, I appreciate your thoughts on this. Eric did say to me when I met with him Friday night, he did say to me that he was going to press the board for a resolution that would lead to them taking any contribution by the MUD and any money that is freed up by a contribution by the MUD and using it only to retire debt. And like I said, the only debt that they represent is debt that is going to be accrued as a result of the fence project. It's not existing debt. And how we would do that, the intricacies of that, trust me, I wish we could do this without an attorney. I think that if we try to do it without an attorney, the attorneys would sue us. I say that jokingly, but it does not, in my opinion, have to be a complex agreement, and it probably isn't going to take a lot of time and effort for Norton Rose to put it together something for us.
I mean, that's fine. It's just I do not see how you can earmark the money for security and then have that it has to retire debt. That ends up tying it to this defense project.
Right.
If we vote yes to do this, just write them a check and be done with it. That's, you know, anything you have a contract, all of a sudden you have, you know, you have a tie to the fence project. This meeting has a tie to the fence project. And, you know, also I remind each one of us, we can make a personal contribution to the fence project. We don't have to donate the public's money. We can donate our own money if we want.
Well, frankly, Brent, I'm already donating my money to the fence project because I'm not getting a fence out of this. So they're already getting my $85 a year on this, and I personally am not inclined to write the HOA a big check on this, but I certainly understand and appreciate your community-mindedness in bringing that up. Yeah, that is certainly a possibility. And making the contract or making the agreement more specific does present the possibility that we begin tying ourselves to the fence project. And yes, the whole idea of this is for the MUD to give the HOA $85,000 or $80,000 for seal so that they can free up that amount of money to put toward retiring debt on the fence project. Nobody's trying to hide anything. This is an open meeting that's being recorded. That is kind of the intent of what we're doing. We're trying to protect the MUD and its taxpayers and its ratepayers and interests in doing it this way.
This is Adam. I like Brent's idea. Ideally, I wonder if we can limit our agreement to strictly mention security and nothing else, and then have the DVCA board maybe pass, like we were kind of saying, a resolution that any money received from the MUD in the next 6 months goes towards, like you said, retiring the debt. That seems like it would be a cleaner way to do it.
This Over. Is Barry. I tend to agree with what Adam just said, Neil.
I agree.
Not sure I like going in one door and then having part of the agreement take us over to the fence issue, debt, everything. I don't know that it's not for that. And Brent has a good idea. Just write him a check.
Well,
I know we can't do that, but I think this agreement needs to be, like you said, very simple, very short, maybe a page or two, if that. And I'd like to see what Dimitri I kind of wish he was here tonight to hear what we're saying and our concerns, and get his kind of feedback on that. I would maybe ask you to discuss that with him, or maybe he can listen to this audio of this meeting.
Or Jane can report back to him that right. What our concerns are as well.
Right.
No, I think it's important that we separate the two. And that is the reason for my offering this opportunity to the MUD board, is to keep us out of the fence business.
I mean, again, this is Brent. I think if we were to approve this money, you ought to just write them a check, no strings attached, and let them do what they want to do. And realize if they never build a fence, then we just contributed that money to the HOA and trust in them. And I don't see why we need an agreement, to tell you the truth.
This is Barry. I'm not sure, and I don't know whether any MUD has ever done something like that without an agreement, a legal document. We've never done anything with regard to community betterment here, the playground equipment, Wilson stuff, the exercise equipment, without having an agreement. I'm not sure if that's something that, it's like Neil said, they'd probably fire us or sue us.
Well, but if you remember, we gave them agreements to indemnify us from accidents if somebody had an accident on that equipment. But if we just made this a contribution to their operating fund and leave it at that, to say the MUD appreciates everything the HOA is doing, here's 80 grand for your operating fund. And just write him a letter and give him a check and be done with it.
Brent, this is Neil. I don't think we can do that. The state enabling legislation for government entities like the MUD board give us the power, authority, and ability to contribute money to private organizations such as HOAs, as long as we are specific as to what we're doing. In any conversation, in the conversation that I had with Dimitri last week, he said that any contribution that you're making has to be for an ongoing community project or ongoing community responsibility. And he specifically said he specifically said security. And
I don't think
there's any circumstance under which we could just write them a check.
Okay, this is Brent. I erred in saying that. I want to retract that. So what we would do is write them a letter and say, we appreciate the security during plant construction, and for security, here's $80,000 to offset security. And tag it for security, but nothing else. None of this debt stuff, none of this, just that simple. I agree. What you're saying is correct. And I was taking it one step too far. I retract that first statement.
That's okay. I mean, go ahead, Adam.
Would it be possible to get the DVCA to pass a resolution between now and our May MUD meeting, saying the things we were talking about, that money received from the MUD in the next 6 months or whatever goes to or will go towards security, and, or any contributions can go towards security and will not be used for whatever other purposes. Over.
So this is Brent. Well, let's write the check to seal. We'll just write the check to seal and say we want this for enhanced security at the MUD plant, the lift stations, and thank you for the monitoring that they provided. I'm going to be quiet. You know, again, I think the involving in the lawyers is too mistake.
Brent, I like your thinking outside the box. I truly do. I don't know that we could do that without without a contract with Seal. I think we'd have to sign a contract with Seal that would be reviewable by our attorneys. And so there would be costs associated with that. I don't think that we can just write a check to Seal any more than we can just write a check to the HOA. In the name of simplification, I just don't think we can do that. What I will do, if the board authorizes me to contact Dimitri and say, can you start working on this? I'll just ask him whether or not he can include something in the agreement that narrows any money freed up by the contribution to be used only for debt reduction. If he says that we really don't have the power to do that and it's muddying the waters too much, then we'll continue forward with what Adam just said, and that is see if we can get the DVCA board to pass a resolution. However, you know, keep in mind that any resolution that they pass in a week could be undone a week later because it's not a formalized agreement. It's just a board resolution by them. And we can do the same thing with any resolution that we pass. You know, we can change our minds depending on what the subject is, but they can too. So if it can be included in the agreement without it tying us overtly to or secondarily to the fence, then I'd like it somehow included. Okay, any further discussion?
Okay. I have one final comment. Mm-hmm. All these complications are part of the reason why I oppose this. So.
Understood. So we still have somebody on the line who's been listening to this. Caller 713-256-1310. Do you have any comments or observations? Okay, hearing none, we'll move forward. I'm going to offer Jane, do we need a resolution in regards to this to authorize Dimitri to move forward to craft an agreement or whatever this is going to be? Or is this handled somewhat informally?
I want to say it could be handled kind of informally, depending on what Dimitri says, and then like a formal motion would be like the approval of the agreement.
Right.
If you guys wanted to do what we did a couple months ago, which is like an informal poll on whether or not to move forward with that agreement or not.
Move forward with crafting an agreement.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a non-binding straw poll. I don't know. We can do that. Jane, you think that would be sufficient to move forward?
Yeah, this is Jane. I think that's fine.
Okay, so the motion would be, it's not really a motion, but it would be to authorize Dimitri to move forward to craft a basic agreement whereby the MUD would provide funding to the Homeowners Association, the Deerfield Village Community Association, for the purpose of augmenting their contribution to Seal or Security for 1 year in the amount of $85,000 minus already spent legal fees. So it's just authorizing Dimitri to move forward to do that, and it'll be a straw poll. So I would vote to do that, Barry?
Yes.
Okay. You would vote to do that as well?
I would.
Brent?
I would vote no. But if it does pass, I would also say it needs to be past legal fees and future legal fees. Because I believe you said past legal fees only.
Okay. All right. That's okay. So you're no on doing this, but it should pay for legal fees.
I vote no.
All right. Anna?
I would support contributing to security.
So the motion is basically a straw poll on whether or not we're going to authorize Demetri to work on this.
Yeah, yes, I do. I would vote yes for that.
Okay.
Eric, I do vote yes on that.
This is Eric. I vote yes for Demetri to work on the agreement.
Okay. So this was a non-binding straw poll. It was not a resolution. It was not a binding. It's not binding by the board. It's just a sense of the board. The board has expressed their interest in crafting an agreement whereby we would provide a one-time stipend or whatever you want to call it to the community association for security services. I will contact Demetri and give him our information and see what he needs. He did mention that if we were going to put money, we're going to give the HOA money for security, he would like to see the existing SEAL contract. So I'll try to get that for him so he can take a look at that as well. But I'll communicate that to Demetri tomorrow. And I guess, Jane, you can as well. Okay. Any other comments or questions or any discussion on that topic? Okay. Moving on, discuss Windsong Trail Improvement Project by Harris County Precinct 3 and receive update. Eric, do you have something for us?
Yes, I contacted Precinct 3 yesterday, and I was going to pull it up, but it's Asphalt Package 2021-3, I believe. Don't quote me on the dash, but it involves four different road segments. Windsong is going to be the fourth one that's part that's to be done. They couldn't give me an exact time of when they would be working on Windsong Trail. He did say that the northern one-third would be scraped down to the base and repaved in asphalt. They're not going to a contract. The original removal and added drainage and moving it to a concrete curb and gutter is still on pause. So this is just an asphalt package for repaving the northern one-third and doing maintenance to the southerly two-thirds. I did ask if they had spoken with WCRA to coordinate their efforts for the drainage going through, and he said that they had spoken to them, but there really wasn't going to be any sort of coordination because WCRA cannot determine exactly when they will be installing the 86 or 92 inch water transmission pipe through the easement. But he did say that there would not be a conflict because WCRA is supposed to be tunneling underneath both Parker Cypress and Windsong. So he said probably 2 months from now is when the Windsong Trail will begin. I also asked about the drainage issues along Windsong, and he just said that due to the Atlas 14 rules that had come out, that they have not figured out what they can do at this time. So that project is on hold. And with them repaving, it would be a good assumption that that project may never go through, but it's to be determined.
Thanks, Eric. This is Neil. Is there any discussion whatsoever on a traffic control measures in relationship to that project? they need to do something to either decrease the speed limit or put in a stop sign somewhere on Windsong Trail. And I doubt the county is going to do that unless a bunch of people start getting killed, because that's, I won't say it. Have you heard anything in regards to any signage or speed limit changes on Windsong Trail?
That would involve a traffic study, and I can contact them back and inquire, but this came up several years ago, and at that time they had no intention of doing a traffic study to look at road speed or anything else, or in terms of adding a lit traffic control or stop signs. Well, I can call them. That's not a problem. I'll call back and ask about that for a regular meeting coming up.
Could you just find out what the procedure is and who the contact people might be on that? Because I would certainly use my position with the Mud Board, and I know Eric Toure would as well, his position with the HOA. If we have to write a joint letter to get a traffic study done on speeds and signage on Windsong Trail, we're not adverse to doing that.
Jotting that down. I will ask.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Eric in regards to his report? Okay. That's agenda item number 3. Number 4, discuss West Harris County plan to install 84-inch water line through the district, possible community meeting, et cetera, et cetera. Eric Toure just told me today that they're looking at a possible town hall that would be hosted by the DVCA, either in person, a hybrid, in person, virtual, et cetera, be hosted by the DVCA as well as MUD 136. And they're talking about May 17th, which is a Monday. That is not carved in stone, that date. But I want you all to sort of pencil that in your calendars if you can, because that may be a date for the town hall where they will make their talking heads available to brief people in the neighborhood on that project. It's going to be a biggie. Apparently, they're going to start doing tunneling under Barker Cypress as early as late summer. So,
Neil, this is Eric. I did listen in to the WICRA last meeting, which due to the calendar came after our regular April meeting. And just one of the other things, the only thing that came up with MUD 136 is that WICRA did replace the GSC level transmitter at our plant. So that was the only thing that really came up. And they were talking about summer reductions in supply that could happen if we start to slip into a drought situation. But that notice was already sent to the operator, so we can talk about that at a regular meeting. And whenever the Northeast plant is to be completed, that will solve all of the supply potential problems, but that should not be done until 2025.
All right. Well, thanks for that. That's basically all I have for tonight. Any parting shots on anything? Oh, Eric, Adam, thank you for the SMS text work that you've done. I registered. I don't know if anybody else did. I registered and I got my response. You are now subscribed. So what do you want, one of the other board members, or want to yourself like send out a representative or a sample alert?
Yeah, I'd like all the board members to log in or to, like I said, add your phone number to the list and then log in at the information I provided and just send out a text message that you will see what happens when you receive or how to send a text, how it goes out, and then how you receive it on your phone. Over.
This is Eric. I already registered as well.
Okay, so everybody participate in this, register, and then you want everybody to basically go in as an admin and send a and create a text and send it out, and we should all receive it, right?
Right.
Okay. So why don't we make sure to do that in the next few days? Everybody do that, and let's see how it works, and then we'll formalize this whole thing at our next regular meeting.
This is Adam, and then one more thing that kind of goes along with the West Harris County Regional Water Authority is this system does have the option to create multiple groups that receive text messages, and I was thinking that the waterline project is going to probably significantly affect residents on the north sides, since all of the MUD infrastructure is basically on the south side of that pipeline. So that may also be an opportunity to create a group for those residents in case there are any updates we can send, especially involving interruption of service to only those residents instead of the other three quarters of the subdivision that may not be affected. Over.
Well, that's certainly an idea that has merit. Let's give it some consideration. I'm kind of the opinion that anything that affects any part of the subdivision affects all of us, and that we can be specific in our text in regards to emergency situations. We can say in our text alert that this is for residents within two streets of the pipeline, only.
Right.
Because, they're going to do an open cut on Tarnbrook, right? And when they do an open cut there, it's probably going to be affecting, it's going to affect everybody in the subdivision potentially.
Right.
So yeah, let's look at the possibility of doing a group, but, also how can we tailor our text so that, even though they go out widely, everybody sees that it's kind of limited in scope. But again, thank you for all your work on this.
This is Eric. And since this is now established, are we going to put in for at least 1 or 2 months with the bill to install a flyer so that every single person that's paying a MUD bill will receive notice, so we don't have to worry about the advertising anywhere else? It's going directly to the people that need to know.
We should.
Yeah, we've got a couple of different options on how to do that. I assume it will go out on Nextdoor and the newsletter that most residents get. But yes, we will also be able to. I haven't talked to Keith about it, but we've done in the past special announcements on the water bill. So we should be able to do that again to make sure that every resident, every mailing address is notified that the system does exist. But then, again, we're not going to automatically add anybody to the list. They have to go in either by texting a number on their phone, or they can log in to the website, or they can scan the code with their smartphone to be added to the list.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thanks for your work on that. Let's figure out how we're going to publicize it to everybody. I have a feeling more people read Nextdoor than read their water bills. Just saying.
Right.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your presence at the meeting tonight.
I have one other thing. Brent, where do we stand corrosion control, the work at the water plant?
The work is nearly complete, but not 100% complete.
Okay. Right.
They were out there Monday, and they had a breakdown on their pin brazing equipment, and the parts were supposed to be in today. They got 2/3 of them done, but they were unable to complete all of them. But they'll be done this week, they tell me.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We'll be in touch one way or another. Thank you, Jane. Appreciate you hosting tonight.
Of course, no problem.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.